The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, we talk with Bill O'Brien about the 2015 schedule. Players return to NRG Stadium for conditioning. Plus NFL draft talk, players visiting the Rio Grande Valley, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360, the show that keeps you up to date on your Houston Texans. I'm Mark Vandermeer here at NRG Stadium. 1 week from tonight, the draft will be a wrap. How about that? But there were some big stories this week. Players returning to enter team conditioning officially earlier in the week. And the 2015 schedule is out. Drew Doherty and head coach Bill O'Brien talked about it.
Coach, the schedule is upon us. What's the first thing you do when it gets in front of you for the first time? What do you scan for? What do you look for? What's first on your mind?
First game. You look at the first game, you know, Kansas City, very tough opponent, and not an opponent that we're real familiar with, you know, meaning they're not obviously a division opponent. They're not somebody that we play every year. So, really, I look at the first game. And then, basically, from there, you're looking at where the bye occurs, where some travel may occur, you know, if you're going from the East Coast to the West Coast. Actually, you know, we don't really travel to the West Coast on this schedule, so the travel doesn't seem to be too bad. So right now, looking at the schedule, we're all excited about it.
Yeah, you don't travel west of Houston at all.
Right.
And let's start with what you just said. That's an unfamiliar opponent a bit in the Chiefs. And then you followed up with three of the NFC South opponents. A little bit of a challenge there, that first four set of games.
Absolutely. I mean, a big challenge for our football team. And, you know, we met the other day, started the offseason program, and we talked about this being the beginning of putting together a very solid, competitive 2015 team. And now that the schedule's out, now the players really have something to look at and strive for and motivate them to get going every single day. And not that they need that motivation, but when you have a schedule up there on the wall, it really helps.
You know, the bye week comes smack dab in the middle of the season. You'll have eight games under your belt. You like that? Do you like it earlier? Do you like it later? What do you think about the bye?
I think when it comes in the middle of the season, it's really almost perfect. You know, I think that when it's eight games in, that's a time when your team probably needs a little bit of a rest from the normal bumps and bruises that happen in a NFL season. It'll be good to get that rest there and then kick it into gear for the last half of the season.
Any advantage to having that Thursday night or earlier in the season? You know, you're not maybe as beat up as you might be later, and then you get that extra bit of rest afterwards?
Yeah, hopefully we're not as beat up. You know, you can never predict things that may come up, and you have to be flexible and be able to adapt to different injuries and whatever may happen during the year. But certainly I think having a Thursday game earlier in the year as opposed to, you know, in December is probably a little bit better for us at this point.
We know the fans always circle the primetime games. There's two of them this year. What do you guys think of the primetime setup this year for the Texans?
Well, every game's important. I mean, in this league, it's not like baseball where you play 162 games. It's not like basketball where you play 82 games. You know, you have 16 one-game seasons, and so every game is vitally important to the success of your season. But, you know, I know that when you play a Monday night game, you play a Thursday night game, if you play a Sunday night game, those games are very, very special in the fact that you're really the only game on TV that night, and the whole country's watching that game, and I know our guys get really fired up to play those games.
You get the New England Patriots here in December. How much does your experience with the team, Vince Wilfork's experience with the team, the quarterback's experience with the team, maybe help give not an advantage, but the knowledge? What's that do for you guys?
Well, I don't think it helps too much, yeah. Drew, really, to be honest with you. I think every year is different. The Patriots will be a different team than they were last year. We're a different team than we were last year. And certainly the Patriots have changed quite a bit since I was there, which was almost 4 years ago. So I don't think we get an advantage there. And for us, I think it's just a huge challenge to have the Super Bowl champion coming in here in December for a home game right here in front of the Houston crowd. Hopefully it's a great football game, and we're going to do everything we can to win the game, but it's a huge challenge for us.
Fittingly, you end with three AFC South opponents, don't you?
Right, and I think that's really, when you end the season with your divisional opponents, that's a great thing for us here in Houston. You know, home games, away games, but you're ending the season with three top-notch division opponents. That's really the way the season should end, and we'll be very excited for that.
What else do you want to get out there that maybe I haven't asked that you want people to know about the schedule?
Well, I think the big thing is, again, in my first year here in Houston, one of the things that stood out to me was our home crowd advantage. We have the best home crowd in the National Football League. I've been to every stadium. We're loud. We're into the game. We're there early. We stay till the end. And that's really what we're asking our fans to continue to do is our players really appreciate the support. Our coaches appreciate the support. And we know that we're playing in front of the best crowd in the NFL. And that means a lot to us.
With a year under your belt here, how much different was today than schedule release day last year?
Yeah, totally different. You know, I think last year at this time, you know, there were so many different things going on with the release of the schedule and the off-season program and the draft, getting ready for the draft. So I think here now we've kind of established a foundation here in the first year, and now it's really a time for us to focus on that schedule during parts of the day when we're not working with the players, you know, so we can divide the day up and have draft and schedule and really do a good job of making sure we're prepared for the season.
The season opener at home against the Kansas City Chiefs, noon September 13th. Week 2, September 20th at Carolina. In Week 3, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to NRG Stadium at noon on September 27th. Week 4, October 4th at the Atlanta Falcons. Thursday night football at home, October 8th, against the Indianapolis Colts. Back-to-back road games in the Sunshine State, October 18th at the Jacksonville Jaguars. October 25th at the Miami Dolphins. Back home on November 1 against the Tennessee Titans. Week 9, the bye. November 16th on Monday night football at the Cincinnati Bengals. November 22nd at home against the New York Jets. The New Orleans Saints visit NRG Stadium on November 29th. A road trip to the Buffalo Bills on December 6th. Belichick, Brady, and the New England Patriots at NRG Stadium on December 13th. Just before Christmas, it's a December 20th matchup at Indianapolis with the Colts. On December 27th, the Texans travel to Tennessee and take on the Titans. The season finale is January 3rd against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Great info on the schedule from head coach Bill O'Brien. Players returning for conditioning. We'll catch up with them in a few moments. But first, what's hot video-wise on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, a look at the first Houston Texans kids triathlon presented by Texas Children's Hospital. Coming in at number four, Drew Doherty does it like nobody else can, answering your questions in Dear Drew. At number three this week, Texans cheerleader Madison takes you on a behind-the-scenes tour of the cheerleader photo shoot. At number two, J.J. Watt and his teammates are happy to be back at NRG Stadium for conditioning. And at number one this week, you just saw it, Bill O'Brien's take on the 2015 schedule. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.